everybody. It's a new episode of Weird Web. We're in the final stretch. Where we left off, Nora, Karen, and Irene are in the Pentagon with Wednesday, but they do not know they're with Wednesday because they cannot see or hear her. Nora finished talking to Wednesday just in case they were there. And Zeus is currently a giant golden goose being distracted. Loki is aware of at least Wednesday, because I do believe the extra condition you had when you very much succeeded on your teleport was that you were able to do it under Loki's nose. So Loki is not aware of the rest of you yet. But that's it. Morgana is, or at least was, willing to sacrifice themselves and actually die. And you guys have a whole bunch of stuff you want to do to try and set things right. But that's up to you.
Why were we breaking into the Pentagon
again? Valid question. Thank you, Nikki.
I know that the gods are here, but I don't remember what plan we had to actually do anything about the gods.
I don't think we ever had a plan.
We were just like, let's go to the Pentagon.
We had half of one.
That's typical operating procedure for heroes.
Because we needed, okay, from what I understand of what Michael's plan was, it relied on the soul stone, that stone.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that right now.
You do. You currently have 24 hours. I mean, the clock's ticked down a good bit, but you had 24 hours where Yezu is predisposed with a current puck.
Cool. So, do we just go in blasting, or does that sound like a bad idea? I think it sounds like a bad idea, honestly. Probably.
Blasting where? What are we doing? I hate this.
All right, you don't know anything. Right. So gods are here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We go break up their party and try to kill them, but we need Wednesday for that. Where the fuck is Wednesday?
He is around. That's all I know.
That's helpful.
Wednesday, if you're here, I mean, I still would like to arrest you, but like casually.
Let's
wait till after we kill gods.
Yeah, we can wait.
Would this be considered a new mystery or beginning of mystery?
Yeah, it's a new season. I'll let it be a new beginning of the mystery.
Okay. I have Destiny's Plaything.
Yep.
I would like to use that. Basically I roll weird. If I succeed, I get a vision about what is to come.
God, how do we roll?
2d6.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I have 3 weird now. Thank God. Okay, I rolled a 12 with my +3.
So you get a very clear vision of what's to happen. Do you have a 12 plus for outcome for this?
It just has, on a 10 plus, Keeper will reveal a useful detail about the coming mystery. There's no 12 plus on this. Because it's like its own move.
Nora. Yeah, I was just making sure there wasn't a 12 plus to it. Nora is going to go glassy-eyed. Only to you, Nora, do you see someone coming around the corner of the hallway you're in. Short man. He looks like Mickey Rooney dressed as Willy Wonka. Kind of walking around, his little cane, tapping at several things. In your point of view, everyone around you has frozen.
Well, that is odd.
Yes. I felt like we needed a bit of an intermission before the third act.
Appreciated.
Well, we've been quite a while since we've had the entire main cast together now, isn't it? And he goes, and as he's saying that, he walks over and he puts his arm, like, over on Wednesday's shoulder. Now, the thing about the curse that was put on Wednesday is you cannot communicate with anyone and you cannot get anyone's attention, which is why they won't notice you. You're not actually invisible, which means if someone is able to draw attention to you, you're not invisible. But if she like loses track of you, she's not going to be able to pull it back again. And you still can't talk or write or communicate in any way, but you do realize Wednesday is definitely standing there.
Wednesday?
I don't respond.
Oh, she Everyone, like, again, Nora's just like kind of almost in a trance because Nora's daydreaming right now. But everyone else just kind of mumbles out the words Wednesday, barely audible. Oh, well, I'm sure she could hear you, but she's not going to be able to respond, dear. She has her own storyline going on, repercussions, a bit of a morality play. Supposed to learn a lesson, but quite a hard head. No, this is more just to inform you of everyone around. Wake you up a little bit. Just not too much.
What should I do?
It's not always about what you should do. Sometimes it's about what you shouldn't. And you should never wake up too much. And with that, you kind of snap yourself out of it. And you're looking straight at Wednesday right now.
Karen still can't see her, correct?
Not unless someone draws attention to Wednesday.
I'm going to just kind of grab shoulders of... Where have you been? What the hell?
So Nora grabs somebody's shoulders and shakes them. If you pay attention to whoever she's grabbing, you'll immediately see it's Wednesday.
Oh, fuck. You are here. That's weird. Okay. You are too quiet.
I'm just going to, like, Wednesday is not, like, in no way communicating, but she's going to lock eyes with everyone.
I think that the Titania thing made it so she can't, you know, be noticed unless she's drawn attention to, so.
It's very peaceful.
You can hear all of this, Wednesday.
Karen is amused because Wednesday isn't reacting.
I mean, Wednesday can attempt to react in ways.
No, she's trying her hardest to not react.
Anyway,
I kind of want to see if I see your face twitch, like, just in irritation.
Just like a tiny, there is a twitch, just a little bit.
Yes, I win.
But that's to herself.
Question, can I make a little, like... basically a no sending, no scry zone for like 2 minutes quickly.
Yeah. Weird.
Okay.
Roll plus weird. I'll let you try and do that. There might be limitations to it and stuff, but.
That's fine. I just got to try because there's certain things I would know that Morgana would have told me that might help us in this situation. That's an 11.
With an 11, it's not a 12 plus, but no glitches. So,
I don't have advanced weird. Oh, okay. So it's fine.
So you kind of project out a zone that'll last up to 15 minutes.
Okay. Morgan talked to me when I was in the necklace. Apparently Arthur is in a arrangement where he has to bring the sword. We need to stop that. That it's very vital to whatever they're doing. They need the sword. Don't know why. He can't help us the best way unless we can figure out a way to stop that.
I'm assuming the sword's to Oberon?
Yeah, bringing the sword to Oberon. She has it in a sanctum, but he can't fully help us until that's fixed.
Okay.
He had a plan somehow for the soul stone. I know we have it only for 24 hours, but those are all the pieces that I know. I couldn't get everything. Morgan couldn't get everything either. So if we can figure out a way to work around, I don't know if this is the time to get Loki or not, but it might be a way to get Oberon.
Well, the problem with Loki is we can't kill him without killing all of Merlin, including the parts that are inside of me.
A what?
That's why he's still here. When we did the ritual before with the Fates, part of his magic was inside of my head from when he healed me.
So we need to entrap, not heal.
We can't kill him without killing all of him. So, and part of him is inside of Merle, and then part of him inside of me.
Right, okay.
And then, isn't there a hand somewhere randomly? There's also a hand missing, I think.
The hand was used to make the body Merleism.
Oh, so he has the hand? Okay. Never mind, Merle has a hand. We're good. But
maybe if we can try and sneak up on these guys, I don't know. I normally have a plan, and right now I have no idea what to do. I also saw, the reason I can even see Wednesday is because that Willy Wonka guy, I said that We can't wake up too much.
That's Hypnos, right? I met Hypnos, didn't I? No. No, I met the other guy.
Yes.
He does dream stuff.
He's said to be afraid. Just don't wake up too much. I don't know what that means either, but...
Yeah, you met Orpheus, who is one of the knights. Hypnos is the god of dreams and sleep.
I do a knowledge check to see if I can put two and two together on what he means by don't wake up too much.
Mm-hmm. You can roll plus smarts, then ask me questions.
Can Irene help?
Yeah.
Is this strange or ancient secrets?
Yes.
Remind me how to help in this game.
Roll plus cool. Yeah, it's not sigil where you just spend a bone.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. That's a cool. Yeah, that's a fail. I'm gonna go ahead and mark that experience though.
I got a.
So you don't help, and you're exposed to the danger.
What she deserves.
I got a 12, and I have 12 plus on investigate a mystery.
Amazing. So instead of hold two, you get hold three, which those questions can also be clarified follow-up questions for earlier questions. So ask me a question.
What question should I ask?
Is that your first question?
No,
this is not my question. And I want to pose this question to the group. But when he said don't wake too many things up, or don't wake up too much, was he talking about like things, like don't wake things up? Or
I think he was talking about us.
Us not waking up. Okay.
I don't know.
I'm worried that maybe like us being here could wake up some eldritch being that I'm not aware of. I don't really know what's going on here, so.
Frankly, I don't either.
Great. Yeah, I'm just trying to cover all the bases.
Morgan probably would know more, and I'm sorry.
If it makes you feel better, I like you more than I like Morgan, so.
So do most people, to be fair.
Feels right.
I don't want to ask, like, what do we do? What is the next step in the quest line? What does the journal say we have to do?
So your question is, what should we do? But you rolled about Hypnos and sleep.
Do I know who the Willy Wonka guy is? I guess would be my first question.
Yeah, Hypnos, god of sleep and dreams.
I mean, we could ask what he might mean by not waking up too much. Just
Well, now that I know that it's Hypnos.
Mm-hmm. That's question one.
What does he mean by his the quote, "Don't wake up too much"?
There's a lot of ways this could be, and it's going to be limited to your knowledge you already have. So the full answer you would not have. But it gives you a feeling of the thought of Plato in the cave, where if your entire existence, all you have ever seen is shadows, to walk out into the daylight and see the full world would drive you mad.
Oh, so I can take it as like a don't learn everything type of waking up?
Becoming too conscious?
Like, about our past?
Could destroy you. No, too much taking in too much of the world.
Yeah, Wednesday's already taken in a lot, so I think she's good.
No, not this. Not what Hypnos is talking
about. I was making a penis.
We're talking about a dick joke. It may be eldritch.
We're talking about something eldritch.
We have one more question.
It's some dream theory bullshit that I don't know about.
Do we want to ask anything about waking Wednesday up? I really don't care. Well, not waking Wednesday up, but like.
I don't think we can fuck with fey magic.
That's fair. Yeah.
I could ask. I will give you some leading in this because you also did 12 plus. I'll give you a few options. You could ask if there's any more about you waking up. You could ask about any stories about gods waking up. You could ask about more about Hypnos and things Hypnos may know.
You know which one I want to take because it involved me.
At this point, it might help us. Mary is at a I don't know.
All of
point.
These can give you information. You are very close to answers, where this is going to reveal just what kind of horror story this has always been.
Let's go with Karen waking up. Or you, if you meant you as all of us.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, as in yourself. So it could be Karen. It could be true to anyone. It could be specifically true to Nora, because Nora was the one that was told. But your brain makes the connection of there's this, you know, the story of Plato and the Plato's story of the cave, and truly waking up can break a person. Mm-hmm. But you also know things like the old adages of, like, you don't wake a sleepwalker. And it's not for the danger of the sleepwalker. It's for the danger of those around them. Sometimes waking up doesn't just put you in danger. That's three questions. It's not a riddle. Okay. It's just the answer to a question you haven't asked yet.
Can't use that again.
Oh, I'm going to use the hell out of that. That was fucking gold when I wrote that.
Karen will explain. So I don't know if he means that, like, if we take in too much, we'll go crazy.
I'm already a little bit crazy.
Well, I mean, like, to the point of breaking completely.
Oh, great.
Or if he means, like, somebody else waking up, or insert every other explanation that Bobby gave here.
Is this just what your life is like? Just, like, like this? I like solving puzzles, but this is insane.
I mean, I was dead, like, 3 years ago, so,
yeah. Yeah, don't remind me, please.
But the person you spoke to was Hypnos, the god of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet, yeah.
I guess that makes some sense, at least.
Oh, yeah, it does, for sure,
I think we need to go see whatever's in there.
I mean, I could try scrying.
On a bunch of gods?
I did it before.
Did they know?
They didn't seem to catch on.
That's not what I asked.
I don't know what they know. I'm not in their heads.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to pretend like I know what's going on. So, you know what? Whatever you decide.
How do you think I found out about that account to begin with? Was I scryed on it?
Whatever you decide, I am in full support.
I don't believe that. No, what if shouldn't. I decide to throw a fireball?
At this point, do you mean like a Molotov cocktail, or are you just talking about, like...
I just, like, let a little bit of spark go in my hand.
I'd also like it to be known I'm constantly watching Wednesday so she can't go full disappearance act on me.
So your focus will be on Wednesday. That's fine.
Wednesday has not moved or reacted.
All right. Well, while you guys are here in your bubble, anything else you want to discuss or plan?
No, man. What do you mean?
That's fine. You had a bubble for 15 minutes to where things you say and do are guaranteed to not be overheard by certain people.
Okay. Before the circle ends, I think Wednesday is going to try to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that she, if no one's listening, she thinks there might be like this smallish chance that Titania's curse might not work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only thing she's going to say is just kill Loki.
Amazing. You took just long enough that you're about 15 seconds over 15 minutes right now. And you said his name. So thank you for making my life so much easier, because they're not going to hear it. But again, there is one person that can hear everything you do.
Yeah.
And definitely, like, you straight up said the god's name.
Yeah.
Now, I warned you before the time was up. I wasn't baiting you, but...
I didn't know you were actually timing it.
I was.
I thought we were still about 5 minutes in.
No, you were having a real-time conversation.
Oh, that did not feel like a real-time conversation.
Having to come up with questions, having to think. So as...
If I'd known that, I would have paid more attention to what we were doing. I'll be honest.
I know, but you were focusing on being able to speak. And the person who would be most likely to notice when the spell ends, the spellcaster, specifically said they were putting all their focus on you, not the spell.
No, it's valid.
Yeah.
I
was like, oh, maybe these cards will... Yeah, the cards are lining up. This is, okay, we're good. So... As you say that, There's a bit of a crack.
Erin just pinches her nose.
Yeah, does everyone hear this or just Wednesday?
Oh my god damn.
Everyone will hear what Loki says.
Okay.
And just this red, actually not even, Merle. Just the full Merle illusion showing up. But now in a tailored suit, hair back.
Oh, he's hot.
He reminds you very much of the Merle that's in your head, Karen. Like just slick piece of shit Merle. But your Merle doesn't even care about being slick. He's just piece of shit. So he comes, my ears are burning.
That's
interesting. You all found a way to notice Wednesday. Fun. Kind of glances around. That means we have other meddlers. But that's fine. You're in one of the most dangerous places on the planet, filled with gods that can kill you. I'm not too worried. Shall we talk somewhere more comfortable, everyone?
I doubt we're going to get much of a choice.
We always have choices. Sometimes they're just not very good.
Erin is like, has her hand behind her back and a fist, like stopping herself, trying to stay calm, trying to use that
meditation. I feel you all will be very keen to my proposition.
Yeah, no, last time you offered me a proposition, it was a terrible deal, so... But I'll hear you out.
Good deal, bad deal. Your sister lived.
She's going to live anyway.
Yes. But you made a deal that she wouldn't die that night. I upheld my end of it. I'm sorry if you paid twice for something.
No, you're not.
You're right. I'm not. Anyways, I do believe those Greeks are quite busy currently. So we should have the main room to ourselves.
Did you see the angry goose on the way in?
Everyone's seen the angry goose. I really wish you hadn't. Now, again, no one else can hear Wednesday. I really wish you wouldn't have given it an extra head, but...
I thought it was funny.
Yes. But...
Do we see Wednesday's mouth moving?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I should say, there is a way for you to get rid of this, by the way, dear.
I'm having fun with it.
Okay. There's always a surefire way to remove a curse, but I didn't think you'd be interested anyway.
No.
Let's get going. He leads you around the corner into the war room. There is... The one that had all the gods in it.
Okay.
Wednesday is gonna, like, go to the head of the table and fucking put her feet up.
So there is one person still here. It is the avatar of Pyron. Like, the body's just kind of there with some tentacles in it. I hope you don't mind, Pyron, but this is a private conversation as his fingers grip around the tentacle in the back of the body and he just rips it out and the body collapses.
Bye, Pyron.
The tendrils just out of the room.
Are there any papers strewn about or anything that might give me a glimpse of what they're trying to do? I'm trying to use this time. Okay.
Roll plus sharp.
I want to roll sensitive against Loki.
Okay.
7.
You can roll sensitive against Loki. 7. You get hold one from Reed, a bad situation, which were more open-ended. So you get one question.
From what I'm seeing, what does it point to what they're planning?
You see a lot of, like, battle plans and stuff. But also, when you're looking it over... These would be considered rudimentary by today's standards. These are battle plans that were revolutionary during the time of the Greeks. No real big threat here. And definitely nothing with the intelligence that you know someone like Loki is capable of. These feel very Zeus-led.
Sick burn.
Good to know. I have an idea of what they're trying to do, or at least what Loki's trying to do. Okay. Right.
Now.
Gonna keep silent on that.
Do sit down. Yes, dear. Put your feet up. I've had many names, many faces. I did like this one. My other, some would say better half, kept it around. But it is useful. I've told you many times, I'm not truly your enemy. I'm not here to be liked. But of all my names, as these plans unfold, you've gone from him to Set to all of this. But the one that keeps sticking these days is Loki. Of all of those, it's the name where it's not only about what I've done, but what I'm known to do. When your plans are smart enough, you don't need to hide them. That doesn't mean I'm going to monologue at you like a Bond villain, but anyone intelligent
enough. That's literally what you're doing. You're doing a villain monologue, man.
Fine.
You can't say I'm not doing a villain monologue in your villain monologue. That isn't how this works.
It's called hanging a hat on it. You know this. It's lampshades the whole thing.
I don't wear hats. They mess up my hair.
I know. What has made you think of my two sides, the one you're partnered with is the better half?
You know what? I'm starting not to care about either of you anymore. I think you know that.
You may not care about us, but you do still love us.
Yeah, but I mean, there are a lot of things like that, you know? Like, I love drinking Starbucks out of plastic straws. Can't do that. That's bad for the environment. I've stopped doing that.
Yes. Sometimes even true love is toxic. But doesn't that just mean we're meant to burn the world together?
This is so annoying. You are not the first man to say that to me.
You may have a higher deity count than me.
Got some work to do, buddy.
Oh, I have a lot of work already done. But I am going to give you all a proposition. Wednesday.
Yeah.
You want to kill gods.
Yeah, what gave you that idea? Crazy.
The fact that you repeatedly say you want to kill gods.
I do. You're right. You got me.
I'll let you kill them.
Okay.
I'll even let you make sure I no longer exist.
Okay.
Just you can't take me first.
Okay. I mean, I'm not agreeing to this. I'm just saying, Nora, okay.
You, or at least the half inside of you, is looking to end this old tale. Correct? You're tired of the round and round and everything getting redone.
The things that my mother wants and the things that I want are not necessarily the same.
So you don't want the story to end? You don't want to end the cycle?
Not necessarily.
Oh, that's a shame. I had hope. Then again, I feel a little man has swayed you a bit. Karen, I think you just want revenge.
Well, whatever gave you that crazy idea?
It's not all you want. The thing about a happy ending, Karen, is that means it has to end. I'm willing to give you a happy ending as long as you're willing to let it end.
Define end for you.
The story stops.
I'm not part of the cycle, so why would I care?
Well, that's the thing. You're not part of the cycle, which means you're not predictable. There's some of us out there who fall into what you have the potential of being. I'm one of them. Your sister has talked to another. You have divine origins. However, most of your power wasn't granted to you by birth. It's been amassed. I don't want you to get full of yourself in calling you a god. But you've stolen the power of a god. Or at least close enough with that fate in you. If I were to pull up a checklist for the origin story of a trickster, you'd be checking so many boxes.
Don't ever compare me to something like you.
No, but I know you went and talked to Cece. Your sister has had a word or two with Hypnos. Hell, I know that Todd is rummaging around somewhere. I'm not the only trickster. In fact, they don't like me in their little club anymore.
Oh, that's so strange.
Because I don't...
Oh, that's what this is about!
Oh, I don't want Sorry. In the club.
No, of course you don't. Of course you don't.
I don't want to play by the rules they follow.
Oh my god. Dude.
Karen's starting to real... Like, as he's saying, I don't want to play by the rules that they follow, Karen's just, like, uncomfortably, like, looking internally for a second. Like, shit.
I was locked away because I was considered too dangerous to their great grand plan because I thought tricksters shouldn't be following a script. Yes, the world's but a stage and all of us are merely players, except the director. And some of them like to be the director.
Sorry. Sorry, go on.
You having so fun there? It's
really fun. What are the rules that are so...
Rule number one is that the show must go on. They want the story to never stop. They'll twist it and bend it so it will never end. They're afraid of the story ending. That's why they don't like me. My story says I'll end it all. You all want the script to stop? The only way for a new story to come up is from the ashes of the old one ending. Otherwise, we're just dealing with a revival, not a reboot. And who gives a shit about that? Trent. Not everyone can be iCarly.
You want...
So good, isn't it? Oh my god.
You want people to burn so you can write the new one.
Burn is a bit...
You said yourself that it has to be story... built on the ashes.
Yeah, the metaphorical ashes.
But for what you were
what
planning...
What I want to burn is the script.
And the script involves people.
No. No. Oh. When you write a script and you say that there's a crowd, are there names? It's a crowd. Do they have lines? It's a crowd. The only ones that really matter are the names on the script. Everyone else is just background noise. The camera's not focused on that.
Did you have fun rehearsing this, like in your cell? Was this a fun time for you?
You feel really like good. You feel like this is a call out, but I'm not even going to say this to Wednesday. Ashton, this is all off the top of my head. None of this is rehearsed.
No, but like, did you have fun? Was this fun for you when you were rehearsing it while you were shitting in your toilet? Like in your little cell?
I'm a god.
I don't know where you are. I forgot your backstory. Sorry.
No, I spent time in the red field seeing how death moved. How the world evolved but never really changed.
Uh-huh.
I'm not allowed to not exist. Because, well, again, I wasn't a god. I was a hero just like you. Which means I have my story written in stone. They kill me, my story resets. They've done it a few times. But they lock me away. Well, my story is not over. The secret to keeping a series going on forever is you have an Act 1 and an Act 2. And just before you can get to Act 3, you bring in a new Act 1. I'm the final act. Or at least I want to see it happen that way. I don't want people to burn. I just want them to wake up.
You sound like every middle school kid you sound like every emo kid in my middle school when you say things like that. Are you 13?
No, when I say wake up, I quite literally mean wake up.
Oh, see, now I see. It's the Matrix. We're in the Matrix.
Something like that.
Dude, can you just listen? I'm going to be honest with you. We've been doing this for a while. It's been a long time, you know, just going back and forth. Can you just tell us what's going on?
Wake up Odin.
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
When Odin awakes, everything ends.
Really? That's it? That's your master plan?
Well,
that's it?
Eventually Odin will go back to sleep. And at that time, there'll be a whole new dream.
If Odin wakes, he destroys the world.
Yes, but you assume destruction is fire and brimstone.
I didn't say that.
The world is wiped clean. Gone. All of it.
Including us.
Yes. Some of us.
So the happily ever after that I was promised would be for a whole 2 seconds.
That all depends. Again, some of us are merely filler in the background. Some of us hold more sway than others. I said you checked off enough boxes to be a trickster. The biggest trick we learn is to stick around. The rules don't matter to us if we know what we're doing. So if the rule is everything goes away, it's just one rule we have to break. It does mean we have to go through the next one knowing what's happened. Some of us tend to come back. You ever have a reoccurring dream?
I had a reoccurring nightmare every time you knocked on my door at 3:33 in the morning.
Yes. Got him.
So while everyone else can be figments of an imagination, some of us can be reoccurring dreams. Some of us will come back, but aren't as specific. I know you talk to Cece. Cece loves talking about tropes. The storyteller she is. He is. I forget what day of the week it is. But tropes always come back. Every story has already been told, and they'll all be told again. So yes, Will. I don't even know your name. Gesturing at Irene.
Hi, I'm Irene.
Hello.
Really great to meet you. I don't know what's been going on, but I'm having a great time.
Yeah, you have no clue what's going on. Everyone has to explain everything to you, right? That's
very rude.
Within the context of this.
This one.
Wonderful.
Too.
Yeah. Yes. Turning to the rest, there's always an idiot in the story.
Okay, so
fine.
Whatever. So while Irene and the name Irene and maybe this face might disappear, what Irene is will come back.
And all right, this doesn't feel good.
What happens to Zeus and the other gods?
It's a little complicated. I'm hoping that over this has lasted quite a while this time. Locking them away kept the story going. But hopefully things will be processed. And maybe we'll get some healthier coping mechanisms next time around. If not, we work them through again.
Just so everyone's aware, Wednesday is getting up and is just like looking around for government secrets. Just casually.
There. Answering that question.
Okay.
So, my offer is that all of you get what you want, but you don't stop me from what I'm meant to do.
Yeah. Here's the small, itty-bitty, tiny, little, itsy-bitsy problem. I fucking hate you.
Fair.
A lot.
So does she, and she also loves me, so it's very conflicting. I'm used to being hated.
Dude, the password on this computer was actually boob69. The government sucks.
It's all filler.
And also, you were working with the person who took the person I care about probably more than almost anybody in this world, and masqueraded as me.
Yes.
It's a lot of things that...
Again, you were a bit unpredictable. I didn't take away the person you love most in the world. You helped scatter them, and I've kept them safe.
Yeah, okay.
Did I masquerade as you? Yes, but the White Council falling into disarray too early would have caused a bit of chaos, and well...
You love chaos, though.
Misnomer. I just hate order. I don't like being told what to do.
Neither do I.
There's a difference between a mess and my mess. I like my mess. That wasn't my mess. That was negligence from someone very quickly gaining power and being irresponsible from it. Again, checklist on the trickster origin story. I was cleaning up after you. You're welcome.
It was perfectly fine and under control.
Yes, I'm sure. For you. That's what the tricksters really do, by the way. When all the main characters go wandering about having their adventures, keeping things entertaining, they keep the story going by filling in plot holes, by making conveniences for it to work out just well enough. But not good enough to end the story, either. They both won't stop you and won't help you enough. So maybe I am a trickster. Old habits die hard. But I'm also a planner. And if I'm going to end the story, I want it to be a good enough ending that it makes a difference the next time everything resets.
So can I borrow your book?
What book?
You know, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, Joseph Campbell, where you're getting all your information.
It's not my information.
Just like, you know, like where you're getting your basic ideas of like stories and stuff.
You mean the basic concepts of stories?
Yeah, sure. The basic concept, if you want to say it like that. If you want to think like that. I expect more of you, man.
I'm sorry. It's a long running story and I didn't start it. And they want to keep it going. It's well run past its course for me. I'm just trying to give a satisfactory enough ending.
Sure, yeah. You know what? You're doing a bang-up job. Good job, champ.
The funny thing about your sarcasm, Wednesday, is it sounds exactly like your earnesty.
I know. What a curse, huh?
Yeah. No, the real curse...
By the way, that was earnest. I was... Good every, job, champ.
That came out more hurtful. Every witty remark you're making, only I hear.
I know. Doesn't that make you feel better, though?
He steps...
But it was really funny, so if you could tell them what I said, that would be cool.
He steps up very close to you. Like, walking, like...
Okay, Wednesday does not flinch.
So you want me to tell them, are you sure I'm going to get the inflections right, Wednesday?
Oh, I know you're not, but I think they'll get it.
He lifts a finger up under your chin. Really? Because I just can't have the delivery you have.
Should I do her? Sorry, Ashton was deciding whether or not I wanted to do something.
What? What do you want to do?
No, I'm not. No.
Just tell them yourself. As he leans in just like a little bit closer.
No.
His lips like almost up to yours and then pulls away. Well, okay then. Hope they don't blink too long. Morning's going to be very tricky.
I hope they do. I'm honestly having a fun time like this.
You would.
Like, back, I could get like backstage at a Taylor Swift concert and like no one would even.
I mean, Taylor will notice.
Of course. I knew it! I knew it! Ugh.
So, are you done monologuing yet?
Sure. I've given you my offer. I've explained everything to its fullest. Now heroes are going to be stubborn.
I'm sorry. I just believe that a crowd isn't just background noise.
I didn't write that
rule. A crowd and every individual person helps make the world a little bit better. The one kind act, even though you can't remember the face, is what keeps the hero going. So.
Do you know why you can't remember the face?
Why?
Because it's been our job to do those acts. It really doesn't sink in for you, does it?
No, it does. There's a difference. I don't need that control.
What? I thought with your mother finally realizing things should end, maybe you've been privy to it, but I must have been wrong. I thought you were starting to see things for what they were.
I do see things for what they are. I just disagree with you.
Reality isn't a thing about agreement. Nora.
Maybe I don't care about reality. I spent God knows how long in a necklace where nebulous time was. If this is some made-up world, then grab me a margarita.
Then I can get free drinks.
Congratulations, Nora. You've had me feel something I haven't truly felt in such a long time. I'm so disappointed in you.
Is that supposed to make me feel something?
If it did, I wouldn't feel it. It would be a conundrum. But, well, you've been a positive influence on your mother. It has not been the same. Well, then, that's fine. By the way, you do know why villains monologue, right?
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, as there's this thudding sound coming from behind him. 3, 2... Yep, there you are, Zeus.
I would like to cast a spell.
All right, roll plus cool first to cast in time. All right.
I got an 8 for my cool.
All right, so that means you can, in fact, cast a spell, but you're going to have to have a choice. Do you want to cast the spell at a penalty, or do you want to cast the spell at the same time something else happens?
Is it in relation to damaging me? Because I'll take the damage.
Yes, because it's going to be in relationship to you. So yeah, we'll just make it damaging you.
Then I want no penalties on this spell.
All right.
Ooh. 8 plus 3 is 11.
All right.
I'd like to replay the conversation where he said he was going to imprison all the Greek gods.
Great. Roll plus weird.
That was the 11. Sorry. That was the weird.
All right. You replay it. I will say roll plus charm to see how this affects this.
That is a straight roll for me now. 7.
All right.
Hey, I don't get a bonus to that. That's just rolling a 3 and a 4.
So with a 7.
I just need to plant doubt.
With that, the goose is going to stop for a second. One of its heads is still going to bite you for 4 harm because it is Zeus.
Yep.
Minus whatever protections you have.
So that's 2 damage.
And the other head, because it does have 2 heads, thanks to Wednesday, is going to snap at Loki, which it's going to phase straight through Loki.
I banish Zeus.
You can try. You can definitely try.
Not the first person to ask that question.
For sure.
That is a 12, and I do have 12 plus on use magic.
You have 12 plus? All right.
I have 12 plus on 4 things.
Amazing, though, because as a god, when it comes to stuff like that, it's going to lower it by a degree, which will turn it from a 12 plus to a 10, which is still good enough to throw him away for 15 minutes.
I think Karen just glances at Zeus, doesn't even move, doesn't say anything, just like blinks and he's gone.
Yep.
Because she's gonna go
a bunch of golden feathers, goose feathers, just kind of in all directions.
Is there anything I can say before this happens?
Like what?
I want to look at the goose and say, he's going to get you killed or worse, damned into extinction.
Okay. Give me just a flat 2d6.
That's a 6.
Oh, you go to say something and he's banished.
Well, you got 15 minutes more. You want to do the villain monologue again? Maybe we can workshop it.
Oh, he's already gone.
Oh, cool. Okay, never mind then.
When the goose bit at him, he disapparated.
Ah, magic.
Do we want to teleport out of here before he comes back?
I would. That would be great for me personally. Because
I was trying to show that Loki was trying to end him.
Loki has been trying to end Zeus his entirety of existence.
Yes, but if we can get the Greeks on our side, that is way more power and help that we would have. And it would mean we could keep this. And I hold the amulet.
Oh, don't hold it up like that. That's like perfect for someone to just like come in, take it, and run off.
I am having like a death grip on it, by the way. Like it's...
When Todd just shows back up, yoink.
Yeah. If you hold it up like that, someone will yoink it. Please.
Todd just literally yoink. No, that's good for 24 hours. But what do you guys want to do?
Zeus is probably not the only god coming back.
There will likely be more on this location soon.
We need to get out of here. Can I see, is there any kind of like projector?
Sure.
In here?
Sure.
I'd like to enchant it into just replaying that memory as soon as someone new walks in the room.
Okay, so I am going to say this is big magic.
I'll help with it.
Yeah. It's going to take probably close to 15 minutes to do. So you are going to need to also act under pressure to do it in time before the giant goose reappears. So I need a weird check from you and a cool check from Karen.
Is this a mystical effect?
Yes.
Monster. Okay, I can use weird. 13.
All right. Do you have help out advance move?
No.
Okay.
All right. Need wise, that's an 11. And then you need to act under pressure.
Yep.
And that's cool.
Yep.
Okay.
Irene is just watching the door.
I have a 9.
Okay. I will say, since Karen was helping, you can also help with the act under pressure. So you could also roll plus cool for that as well.
7.
Okay. It's just enough to push it up to a 10, so you're able to do it with enough time to also cast a spell to get out of here, whoever's wanting to teleport people out of here.
I'll help.
Yeah, I have plus 1 to teleportation.
Yep.
That's an 8 for helping.
All right, so plus 1.
That puts me at a 7.
All right. So you go and you're able to get the projector to essentially be like looping this over and over for quite a while, because it's big magic, so it's not limited to 15 minutes and all of that. When you guys teleport away, and like moments after you teleport away, Zeus pops back in, no longer as a goose, like grabbing his trucker hat, flipping it backwards, just like ready to fight. No one's here. He also just has a gold white claw in one hand.
Of course he does.
Wednesday is still there. She did not leave.
You did not teleport out with it?
Nope.
Ooh, okay. So that means, what do you do when he does this? Because he's going to see you and go for you. The gods can see you.
Yeah, no, she is just sitting at the computer with like her feet up, and she's trying to find government secrets. And she will like look at him for a second, and then she's just going to look back to the computer and act totally unaffected.
Roll plus charm.
13.
Okay. So he sees you and he's just like he stops for a second thinking about it. And then from another door, you just hear, "It's not worth it. She's already with us," as Hades comes walking in.